from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. When the Timmins Festivals and Events Committee next meets, it will look at ways to fine-tune Rock on the River for next year. Sponsorship director Norm Dwyer is pleased with this past weekend's event, but says the schedule will have to be revamped. That's because Saturday's turnout was substantially lower than Friday's, a situation that's not sustainable year after year. And he's singing high praises with the new upgraded surface in the Hollinger Park Concert and Event Center. He said it rained enough to repeat last year's Mud Bowl.
There were puddles, no Mud Bowl. The city did a great job. I really like to thank the council and the city staff that really stepped up and made sure that that park was ready to go.
Dwyer's looking forward to the next phase when sloping and drainage are added. Reports are coming in from Iroquois Falls, the Oil Tank Road area, and especially Nellie Lake about damage caused last night by a brief but violent storm. Most of the damage is from falling trees and whatever they hit, including an outhouse at Nellie Lake. Nearby, Colin Kennedy lost two birch trees that ripped up part of his vegetable garden.
You could tell that there was definitely a good storm as I was on my way out the Nellie Lake Road this morning on my way to work. There were copious branches and tree parts laying all over everywhere.
Kennedy says there was hail the size of nickels, along with heavy rain and wind when the storm hit at about 8:30. Electricity was also knocked out for a few hours. Pope Francis is asking for forgiveness for what he calls the evil committed by so many Christians against indigenous peoples, saying he's deeply sorry. It's his first public apology for the Catholic Church's role in the residential school system in Canada. Speaking at one of the largest institutions in Alberta, the pontiff added he feels deep shame and remorse and says the memories of children who attended the schools is painful, and every child should be treated with love, honor, and respect. More now on the newspaper reports of the 1911 fire as we look back at Timmins history. There was a lot of investment from New York into building the Porcupine Mining Camp. So as museum director curator Karen Bachman points out, the reporter from the Times played it up with typical New York City drama.
Many miners lost their lives in efforts to save others, and some were drowned. Part of Tisdale has been wiped out, the fire only being controlled by dynamiting a dozen houses in the middle of town. Hundreds fled before the flames, which were eating up the shacks in the outlying section of South Porcupine.
It went on to describe dense smoke hanging low, making fleeing difficult. We'll pick up the story next week, but on Tuesday, because Monday's a holiday. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.